My name is Yamgela Ntlakaza, and I'm an ethnomusicology student at Rhodes University, and today we're going to explore one of the most influential African instruments of our time, an ancestor to the modern-day banjo, and a powerful unification tool in one of Africa's strangest territorial disputes, the Senegambian Akonting. Hey mama, for you in Senegal. The Djola people's folk lute comes from Senegal, Gambia, and Guinea-Bissau in West Africa. It has a skin-headed gourd body, two long melody strings, and one shorter thumb drone string, which is similar to the five-string banjo's short fifth thumb string. According to Djola oral tradition, the Akonting was born in the village of Kanjaka in Lower Senegal near the Casamance River. The thumb string appears to be a feature specific to the Senegalese lutes, with three or more strings that are played with the fingers regardless of playing style. Harvest festivals, naming ceremonies, wrestling contests, marriages, public events, funerals, and casual gatherings are all places where the Akonting is played. Here's an example. The traditional technique used to play the Akonting is called otek, which literally translates to stroke, and it's a form of down picking. Either the index or middle finger is used to strike the individual melody strings in a downward motion, like a plectrum. This action is immediately followed by the player's thumb catching on the top short thumb string to create a rhythmic backbeat accompaniment. Africa, mon Afrique, and the Casamas. As with all African instruments, there's a large variety of instruments that share characteristics with the pentatonic Akonting, such as the Nigerian Gwari Kaburu and the Ghanaian Frafra Koliko, close cousins of this instrument. Hey mama, except for its western shore on the Atlantic Ocean, Gambia, the smallest country on mainland Africa, is almost entirely surrounded by Senegal. Because of its awkward placement, the regions have not always seen eye to eye, and after a series of political and territorial conflicts, the citizens of both countries have fallen victim to extreme poverty.
You can cross the boundary, you know, to go and marry a wife, okay? You can cross the boundary, you know, to go and, you know, I mean, like, walk your farm, and in evening, you come. You can cross the boundary, you know, to go and attend a ceremony, okay, in the next village, and in the evening, you come back.
Akontings were commonly played 400 years ago, during a time when millions of Senegambians were enslaved on that Gambian island of Janjanbure and taken to what is now the United States, Kunta Kinte being one of them. Hassoum Cisse, Gambian museum curator, shed more light on the slave trade history in Gambia.
When the Europeans arrived, at first they were only interested in trade. So what they did was, they signed treaties with the local chiefs and the kings so as to give them, you know, trading rights and trading monopolies. Now here, trading, what were the items of trade? First was slaves. There was a lot of trade in slaves, okay, at this time. And I can say hundreds of thousands of people, you know, were moved from this region, you know, to the Americas and the Caribbean.
Examining the Gambia's recent political history illustrates why the country is so poor. According to the United Nations Human Development Index, it was the 172nd poorest country out of 186 in 2014, and due to other issues such as a lack of resources and a corrupt government, it remains so. Then-President Yahya Jammeh ruled for 30 years after ascending to power in 1994, but despite the country's democratic structures, Jammeh employed scare tactics to perpetuate his dictatorial rule. History is seldom forgotten, and much of the West African region's history has been documented orally and musically, and the akonteng, as well as other instruments such as the kora, have been crucial vehicles. In this next example, a Gambian griot by the name of Alagi Mbie can be heard singing tales praising kings of old. Gambia's most notable akonteng player is Daniel Jata. Daniel pioneered the study and documentation of the akonteng in the mid-1980s. Since 2005, Jata has been working to establish the akonteng center for Senegambian folk music in his hometown of Mandinari, where he is developing a curriculum DVD series that teaches students how to play this incredible instrument. Until then, common opinion held that the African griots and the wooden-bodied plucked lutes were the prototypes for the earliest incarnations of string instruments, which were originally constructed and performed by enslaved West Africans in the New World from the 17th century onward. Jata's theory that gourd-bodied non-griot folk and artisan lutes such as the Jola Akonteng were the most likely possibilities at the time was rather groundbreaking. Many ethnomusicologists like Daniel Jata have advocated for peace in the Senegambian region and continue to unite the peoples of the Gambia and Senegal through akonteng music and lyrics that preach harmony and economic prosperity. To play us out, Daniel performs an akonteng composition that reiterates this crucial direction. Thanks for listening to this edition of Afro Loops, and we'll see you next time.
This song is about Gambia and Senegal, composed by my father to tell both Gambians and Senegalese that we are all one. When we meet, we should greet each other, talk nicely to each other, and remember that we are one people, a collective personality, not different people. And it's called Gambia or Senegal.
Of Africa. For more in the series, go to ru.ac.za/island/podcasts or find us wherever you get your podcasts.